Anatomy of rocky planets formed by rapid pebble accretion. How icy pebbles determine the core fraction and FeO contents, by Anders Johansson et al. We present a series of papers dedicated to modeling the accretion and differentiation of rocky planets that form by rapid pebble accretion within the lifetime of the protoplanetary disk. In this first paper, we focus on how the accreted ice determines the distribution of iron between mantle, oxidized FeO and FeO 1.5, and core, metallic Fe and iron 2 sulfide. We find that an initial primitive composition of ice-rich material leads, upon heating by decay of carat 26 Al, to extensive water flow and the formation of clay minerals inside planetesimals. Metallic iron dissolves in liquid water and precipitates as oxidized magnetite Fe3O4. Further heating by decay of carat 26 Al destabilizes the clay at a temperature of around 900 K. The released supercritical water ejects the entire water content from the planetesimal. Upon reaching the silicate melting temperature of 1700 kelvins, planetesimals further differentiate into a core, made mainly of iron sulfide iron 2 sulfide, and a mantle with a high fraction of oxidized iron. We propose that the asteroid Vesta's significant FeO fraction in the mantle is a testimony of its original ice content. We consider Vesta a surviving member of the population of protoplanets from which Mars, Earth and Venus grew by pebble accretion. We show that the increase of the core mass fraction and decrease of FeO contents with increasing planetary mass, in the sequence Vesta, Mars, Earth, is naturally explained by the growth of terrestrial planets' exterior of the water ice line through accretion of pebbles containing iron that was dominantly in metallic form with an intrinsically low oxidation degree. This was Anatomy of Rocky Planets Formed by Rapid Pebble Accretion. How icy pebbles determine the core fraction and FeO contents, by Anders Johansson et al.